Please be seated, and if there are youngsters present who would like to come down and sit with me here, you're welcome to come do that. We had lots at the first service. We had a visiting choir of youngsters from Belmont United Methodist Church, and then our youngsters went over to Belmont to sing in their 10:30 service. So here comes a brave story. Listener, thank you, dear. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. It's okay, even if it's just you and me, all right? When I hear this part of the, here we go, here are a couple of other children. You may need to make them behave. Would you watch them? Is that okay? When I hear this particular passage in this particular chapter from St. Paul, it reminds me of a story I heard when I was a little bitty boy, the three little pigs. Because in another part of this, St. Paul talks about how you can gather different things to build with. He mentions gold and silver all the way down to straw. And we know that in the three little pigs, of you know the story already, I don't have to tell you, but in the three little pigs, one of the pigs builds a house out of straw. And when the wolf comes and huffs and puffs, he blows the house down. So that little pig has to run and find shelter with the pig who built with sticks. Well, then the wolf comes to the house built with sticks and blows that house down, and both little pigs have to go and live with the pig that built with bricks. Well, now, the big bad wolf cannot huff and puff enough to blow that brick house down, right? Well, St. Paul is trying to say the same thing, except he's saying that we are the house, all of us, not just the building. It's not a building made of straw or even stone like ours, that we are God's house, and that Jesus is the foundation, that hard surface that we sit on, that we can depend on to hold us up. And that means that whenever anybody comes here, if something sad happens, or if they get hurt in some way, then we are the place people will come to feel safe. We are the temple of God's Spirit, Paul says, a place to worship. And God's Spirit is a spirit that welcomes everybody, and especially those who are hurt, or those who don't feel safe. We try to heal their hurts and make them feel safe again. Because you see, that surface we build on is the love of God in Jesus. And the only blocks we have to build with are the blocks of the love that God gives us. So, if you, any of you, are ever hurt, or if you are sad, you can always come here and know that there are people here who will help surround you with that love. And the cool thing is, when other people are hurt or sad, we get to be those people who love them. That's pretty cool, huh? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us the foundation of your love in Jesus. Thank you for making us your building, your temple, and giving us the building blocks of love to build with, but most especially your Spirit that you breathe into us, so that we might love others and show them the loving light of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much for coming down.